you guys. Welcome to the Sonia Tompkins Show, where we talk about all things real life, unconventional living, and how to do all of that while possibly having a business. All right, so in today's episode, I want to talk to you about how do you know it's the right time to start a business? So this is a very, very popular topic. I get asked this almost weekly, either in an email or through one of my social media channels. And I thought, you know what? We need to talk about this, even in circles, even in my social circles of just lady friends. And we're just talking about, you know, life and running a household, and what that looks like. And then adding on to that, like having a business, being an entrepreneur, it's a whole nother level. So I want to share some things with you today about that. And here's the big announcement. There is like no perfect time to start a business. It just ain't, y'all. I'm gonna let you know that right now. But there are times and things that are more ideal. Okay. So most people, when they consider starting a business, they're looking for this perfect time, the right time, because, you know, that's what's going to help push them over the top and keep their business going. And what I want to say to that is, first of all, let's change the language that we're using, right? So there is no perfect time. But by God, there are some times that are more ideal, right? So let's talk about what are the more ideal times for you to start your business, or what are the ideal situations in which you want to start your business. So let's talk about that, right? So when it comes to deciding that you're going to move forward with this business idea, you want to look at when is it most ideal for you. And your as it pertains to your lifestyle. So you guys, what does that mean, your lifestyle? That means everything, every facet, every area of your life. That's home life, that's your relationships, that's your finances, that's what you enjoy doing, right? You want to look at when would it be ideal for you to start this business with all those other pieces moving at the same time. So financially, there's no perfect time unless you're one of those people who have zero debt, you're rich, and you're not working, but you just got money floating. That's cool. You might have a perfect time. The rest of us, we don't have that. So do you need to wait until you have zero debt? Some people might say yes. I'm going to tell you no. I don't think you need to wait until you have zero debt going on. However, if you have large debt, debt that is stressing you out, then it would not be the ideal time to start a business. Here's why, and it's a reason that a lot of people aren't talking about. When you're struggling with debt or financial debt, or struggling with anything, actually, it cripples your ability to be creative. And as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you need to be creative. Your business starts within you. It comes from a place of creativity. And you can't be creative when you're stressed the out, right? When you're like, you can't even think about anything else but how you're going to pay this bill, or, you know, oh my God, this crushing debt. It's hard to figure out like, oh, let me get my strategy together. Oh, what am I going to post today on social media? You can't do it because you're stressed out. So ideally, wait until you have some financial clarity, if nothing else, about how you're going to attack the debt that you have, and a plan in place. And you may seek help for that. You may find someone, a financial planner, someone, an advisor who can help you create that, a debt management coach or something like that, who can help you through that process. Listen, I've had three physical businesses and was never in a position where I had zero debt when I started them. So that's that. All right. So the next thing that you want to consider is your home life and or your relationships. So do you have a spouse? And if you do, where are you guys at? Have you guys discussed this? Ideally, you want to make sure you've had an in-depth or several in-depth conversations with your spouse as it pertains to starting your business, because you cannot do this alone and think that your spouse doesn't have anything to do with it. It's just not true, right? It's not going to work, and you guys are going to have some issues later. So talk to them, figure out, make sure you guys are on the same page. Do you plan on having children if you don't already have them? How's that going to look? And then try to create systems or things for yourself and your lifestyle that will accommodate, you know, the trajectory that you anticipate your life will go, or that you envision your life going, right? It's not always going to go as planned, but you can have an idea of what you'd like it to look like and then move accordingly. And then thirdly, here's a big one, children, all right? If you don't have children and you're planning on having children, or you have very small children, ideally I would say that you might want to wait until your children are slightly older, at least if you're planning on sending your children to a public school or something like that, or school outside of the home, or preschool or something like that, I would suggest maybe waiting till that happens. I started my third and last physical business, my third boutique location, when my son was 9 months old. You guys, infants, babies, breastfeeding, 0 sleep, and then customer service and ordering. And remember that creativity thing I talked about? All of that at the same time, it can be a disaster. For me, it was a disaster. Does it mean it will be a disaster for you? No. But I'm here to give you my experiences and share things with you. Everyone said, oh, it'll be great because you'll get to take him to work with you and he'll be with you all the time. That's wonderful, except I don't thrive very well that way. Having even my own child around me all the time, that might sound shocking to some of you, but it's just the truth. I was going stir crazy, okay? This kid was on me all day long, literally all day long, on the tit all day long, right? And when he wasn't doing that, he was running around the store. He was great for making sales. The customers thought he was lovely. However, mama was just not doing so well, okay? And by the time he was a year and a half, that 2,200 square foot space was no longer big enough for him, apparently. So mama wasn't happy. Now kid's not happy. Daddy started to get unhappy. And daddy was like, yeah, boop, we're done with that. Whatever you need to do. We need a nanny. What are we doing here? Because something's got to change, right? God bless him. So understanding, again, your personality, your lifestyle, these are the things that need to be ideal, not perfect, just ideal. Ideal when you're considering starting your business. And lastly, base your starting time on when it's most ideal for your type of business, all right? So for me, I did boutiques. That was my thing. I tell all my boutique clients, you know, it's springtime is the most ideal time to start a boutique, hands down. I don't care what nobody says. I know what I'm talking about. I did this too long, 20 years in. It's springtime, right? It's not Christmas. It's springtime. Now, does this mean that a boutique business that opens up in the other times of the year is not going to be successful? No. However, that is the most ideal time. So for you, you want to look into your market and find out what the most ideal time is, right? If you sell snow cones, it probably would not be the most ideal to open up your business in September, because it's about to get really cold really soon if you're in an area that has all four weathers, right? So again, not perfect, doesn't have to be a perfect time, but it does need to be more ideal. Maybe, you know, maybe late summer you could possibly get away with it, you know, and then have a contingency plan for what are you selling in those winter months, right? So consider those things, go for what's ideal and what's and not what's perfect. And that should make a world of difference as you are starting that path. So I thank you guys for listening. And if you want to know more about what I do as a business coach and consultant, you can hop over to brickandmortarmaven.com. And soon look for soniatompkins.com, where I have copies and summaries of these wonderful podcast episodes, along with things that you can download and use in your everyday life, living this unconventional life in this crazy world and still doing your own thing.